Today I'll be discussing the concept and idea that opportunities for black and different ethnic British actors can be argued as being a lot harsher for them than the average white British actor. Opportunities could be distinguished as the right for certain roles, the education to even learn how to act, and even to the idea of how society may portray their character just from looking at their race and beliefs. An article written in 2017 by the BBC covered this idea that there is still discrimination against black actors when it comes to giving roles. Actress Fandy Newton was turned down and not allowed to work in the UK because there was no minority ethnic and black roles in historical dramas. And if she was to be a part of the acting industry, she'd be given a role of being racially abused. Though to today's society, the acting industry has gotten a lot better for black roles, it is still very clear that there is a lack of ethnic diversity in the UK TV and film. One source stated that it was deeply unsettling that the UK lacked these opportunities for the minority. The US black actors portray white historical figures a lot of the time. For example, just how in Broadway George Washington was played by a black man in the US. Another standpoint on this topic of diversity for minority ethnic and black people comes from the source of Unheard. They stated that, "But all history is about is the era that writes it, and recasting England's past as multiracial is a political statement about the present and the future and making everyone feel welcome." But it also feels like it's deliberately daring people into noticing and so challenge the agreed high status orthodoxy that diversity is good. Statistics show that 59% of UK films do not feature a single black actor in any named character roles at all. All leading performances for black actors are clustered in only 157 films in the UK. Not only is it hard to get certain roles when being a minority in the UK acting industry, but also trying to even get started can be a difficult process. The UK films that feature black actors usually revolve around stereotypical subjects such as crime, civil rights, religion, slavery, and hip-hop. A piece from Infographic gave their insight on this topic and included their opinion from an actor's perspective. The UK film industry has failed to make enough films that reflect and represent the multicultural makeup of the country, or to even do enough to increase the diversity of its workforce. When being interviewed, actor David Harwood talked about his experience at the start of his career when working on a piece of Romeo and Juliet. He said that the British public was quick to question why a black man would even play the role of Romeo, using the words that they were hostile, and that they were born out of the review snarky and dismissive. Although thankfully he did become the first black British actor to play Shakespeare's Othello. After a few years in his acting career, he then moved to the US to continue working in the industry, where he states that he will not and has not worked in England since, that moving to the US changed his life for the better. A guest speaker, Akbar Kerfer, who is a long-time actor in the British industry, is here to speak about him being a black Muslim and how it affected his opportunities that maybe white male actors could have seen. The recording you are about to hear is pre-taken and sent over due to COVID-19 not allowing him to partake in the interview, so the audio may therefore be a bit distant.
So the interesting thing was that I didn't really come from an arts background. My parents were first generation and didn't speak much English or go to the theatre. So my only experience of cinema was really Bollywood films. But I watched a lot of TV, so I guess that's why I wanted to become an actor. But nobody really understood what that meant because there weren't a tradition of actors in the family or anything like that. So I really had to kind of carve my own path out, really, and sort of everything in my psyche was telling me not to do this in a way because I didn't really know what I was doing, and I had to really just flounder about in the dark until I found some good teachers who guided me and helped me understand scripts and how to break them down, go to the theatre and watch out for certain things.
It is clear that there is a sort of barrier, or division if you will, between white British and black British actors. However, as Akbar has clearly shown in this audio, not all is negative and there can be support when you find it. But the question is, should you have to fight for support just because of the colour of your skin and the beliefs that you withhold? People of colour make up 3% of the UK film workforce, despite being 17% of the UK's and 40% of London's population, which is where the majority of that workforce is based. Although there is still distinct evidence that racism and judgment is a massive part of the UK acting industry, it can also be argued that the diversity is slowly evolving within publicly funded parts of the UK. The UK Film Council's New Cinema Funds represented a symbolic effort to redevelop Black British films of cultural imperatives oriented around the notion of social inclusion. As much as we try to show clear equality in Britain's acting industry, the amount of discrimination overlays all. Steve McQueen reflected on his own feelings and perspective and went on to saying that the UK is so far behind in terms of representation, it's shameful. He then ended his reflection with a statement that it's not just about Black people working on Black films, it's about Black people working in film and television, period. And in relation to not just TV, but also theatres, even after a century of Black British theatre, actors are still struggling to take centre stage because of the colour of their skin. This is not and should not be a discussion kept hidden. The UK acting industry must change.